Catholic Insider, July 29th, 2005. Hey everybody, it's Father Roderick, and as you can tell from my voice, I've got a severe cold, and my voice has almost but disappeared. Started a few days ago. I woke up in the middle of the night with an incredible sore throat, and the next day I had a fever, and wasn't really well. So this has been gradually developing, and now I'm starting to lose my voice. But I thought I'd just do a small podcast tonight. Because I've been busy with these Harry Potter podcasts over the last couple of days, and I figured that some of you might not even like Harry Potter, or at least might not read these books, so you might get a little bit annoyed by all these Harry Potter updates, I don't know. So I figured it was perhaps time for a regular update of the Catholic Insider. What I'll do is I'll just play some music, we'll talk about some stuff, and that'll be it. It will be a very short episode this time. And here's some music from GarageBand.com. And it's a song about what probably caused my sore throat. It's Summer's Wind by Jonas Lundstrom from Sweden.
Words, give me the words to make you see what's hidden inside of my soul. Scattered and hurt, here's a big hole. When the blackbird sings, when the melody, when the ocean reads, blur the beauty I see, everything's gone. Oh, there is truth in the song. Here's my heart, yes, I am fragile, but here you are. I still hear the sound
Jonas Lundstrom from the country of Sweden. Again, some great music that I found on GarageBand.com. So I'm actually very glad that the problems with my voice only started this evening, because this morning I had to do an interview with BBC World Service. The producer of a show called Go Digital called me a couple of days ago, and they'd heard about my podcast, and they'd love to do an interview for their radio program about my podcast and about podcasting.
You're listening to the BBC World Service, also podcasting via the BBC News website. Yes, hello again, I'm Gareth Mitchell with our weekly look at the world of technology. And boy, what a world it can be.
So I was really, really honored to be interviewed by the BBC, because when I was a kid, I used to listen to the BBC World Service every morning. I had this little radio near my bed, and I would wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then for 1 hour I would listen to the BBC World Service. And I think I must have been 10 when I started to do that, and I've done that until, you know, for the whole length of my years in school. I guess that's one of the ways in which I picked up a lot of English. The BBC World Service, when I was a kid, really gave me that sense that the world is bigger than just Holland. And it already gave me this feeling that, you know, you're kind of connected through the media with all these places in the world. And of course, I couldn't dream back then about what would be the case right now with the internet, and how this world is getting so small, and that I'm actually doing a podcast that is been listened to all over the world, in not only in England, but also in the United States, in Canada, in South America. I've got listeners in Africa, in Australia, on the Philippines, in Japan, in Russia, in Poland. From everywhere, people write me emails, and that's just fantastic. And it was kind of coming full circle with this interview this morning. So even though I had a sore throat, I was actually able to make myself understandable. And the other great thing was that we were doing this interview through Skype. Actually, it was me who suggested that, because telephone is, of course, the regular way to do interviews if you cannot go to a studio. But the sound quality with Skype can be much better. And they were actually, both the producer and the presenter were really willing to go to just give it a try. And they'd never worked with Skype before, so they created an account and they called me. And then, oh man, it was so incredible complicated to get a good connection. Because when I was speaking into the microphone, they heard me loud and clear, but when they started to talk, there was an incredible background noise, some white noise or an electronic noise, and I could hardly understand what they were saying. So for almost half an hour, we've been trying to get the connection right, and at some point we just gave up. So basically, when they talked to me, I really had to pay attention to what they were asking, and then I just gave my answer. And on their end, the recording was perfect. And it's going to be online, this interview, in their own podcast, because they've got a podcast. You can go to iTunes and find the podcast of Go Digital, but just do a search for Go Digital or BBC Go Digital, and you'll find it. And it's a very, very good show. I listened to a couple of their podcasts, and it's really, really good. And especially for, you know, I've always been very interested in technology and the latest gadgets and, you know, the trends. And so it's great. And this program, this interview, will be on the air on, I think, on Monday, and also perhaps on Tuesday and in some other countries. And it will also be on that podcast. So I'm definitely going to listen to that podcast. And it's time for me to take another sip of water. And in the meantime, I'll let you listen to a piece of a podcast that I'm listening to myself. which is the podcast from Father Bill Kessler, who is also known as Techno Priest. And this morning I had a Skype conversation with Father Bill, and so we chatted a little bit. He's just changed to another parish, and he finally has got some broadband internet connection, which was very difficult in the area where he's now. And we were talking also about Harry Potter, because he's also still reading the book, and he's talking about it a little bit in this small fragment of his podcast.
Welcome to this edition of Techno Priest. Here's Father Bill Kessler.
Hi all, Father Bill Kessler here. Thank you for listening to Techno Priest. If you get a chance, please check out Father Roderick's Catholic Insider. He recently did a wonderful session on the Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. I haven't finished the book myself yet, but I am halfway through it at this point. You might be very interested, if you have read the book, to hear Father Roderick's views, and really Catholic views, on what it is to be a reader of the Harry Potter series. Thanks again for listening. If you have any suggestions or any questions, anything that you'd like to drop me, please drop me an email at frbill@gmail.com. That's FatherBill@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Techno Priest, a.k.a. Father Bill Kessler. You can find his podcast on www.technopriest.org. So one of the questions that people from the BBC asked me this morning was, what are your future plans? And I said, you know, one of the real things that I would like to do, one of my dreams is to do also a video version of the Catholic Insider next to the audio podcast that I already do. And I've discussed this topic before and also talked about it with a lot of you on Skype or through email, because the opinion seems to be split about whether video podcasts are going to have a future or not. The people who say video podcasts will never have the same success as the audio podcast basically say the advantage of audio podcasts is that you can listen to it anywhere and you can do other stuff while listening to it. You can, you know, do the laundry or commute or even listen to it at work. Some people do that. Whereas with a video podcast, you have to sit down and you really have to watch this. And also you will need a video player that enables you to watch these movies. And the screen has to be a little bit bigger than the current screens on the iPod. Otherwise, it's not going to work. As you understand, I am very much in favor of video podcasts. And I think there is a future for video podcasts. It won't be the same as audio podcasts. And the arguments about video podcasts being something that you have to sit down for, it's all valid. But at the same time, I think, you know, the success of the Sony PSP and also the video content that is sold for the PSP already shows that there is an appeal, there is a market for that. And I'm thinking also in the long run, podcasting is much more than something that you listen to or watch on a small device. It's basically a method of distribution. It's the whole advantage of subscribing and choosing the programs that you want to listen to, the podcasts that you want to have, instead of, you know, just sitting on the couch and waiting for the big media companies to present you with programs that you either want to watch or don't want to watch. So you know what would be the ideal video iPod for me? It would be an iPod with a widescreen, a color widescreen, and at the same time also the possibility to hook it up to your television and to record stuff from your television and also to play a video material that you download from the internet. Now that, according to me, would be the ideal combination. You would be able to watch small video clips when you're, I don't know, when you're on the bus or you're going by train or you have a break or in your spare time. But in the evening, you would just put this into a little cradle on top of your television, and then you would be able to play those video podcasts on your regular television. Now, according to me, that would be so cool to be able to watch podcasts on your television instead of, you know, just mindless zapping around and hoping that you find something that is worth watching on the, I don't know how many channels you have on your television. And I also would like to do a video podcast because video is another language. You can do different things with video than you can do with audio. For instance, if I'm going to do a series about, I don't know, monasteries, wouldn't it be fantastic to film the monks over there and to have an actual image of the person that you are interviewing? And to be able to, you know, to film all the beauty of these monasteries and of the cloister and the garden. And there's so much you can do. And also, you know, going to Rome, instead of just recording the audio of an audience with the Pope, it would be also, I think, very interesting to have the images that go with that. I think you have to develop a new style for this sort of podcast. Obviously, it's impossible to do what the BBC, for instance, is doing with documentaries on television. They spend a lot of time and a lot of effort to make beautiful images and to get high quality production and good editing. So I think you have to find a new way to do this video and to have some kind of free form style. So I would imagine someone, you know, just walking around with me, someone who has the camera, and you basically walk around and you know, you tell a story, and at the same time you film what you see. I will definitely do some experimental stuff in the near future, and I will definitely keep you informed about this. Now, there are some signs that Apple is working on a video iPod. Perhaps in the beginning they will just enable these the existent iPods to play small video clips, music video clips. But they're also in talks with Disney about you know, making video content from Disney available for downloading. And I think, you know, you cannot give a good viewing experience with the current model of iPods. You need something with a bigger screen. Some other companies are already pulling this off. iRiver has made a series of new video pods or video players, and they're just fantastic. They're so sleek and so beautiful. So if they do it and they can make money with it, I think at some point Apple will jump on a bandwagon. They will definitely come with some sort of device. I'm certain of that. They would be stupid not to do so. But since they still have the lead in the domain of iPods, you know, and they're not going to lose that lead anytime soon, they might just stick first with their original design, and then later on they will have to create also a replacement market for all these iPods, because at some point the market is going to be saturated. Everybody's going to have an iPod or an iPod phone or whatever device, and so they'll have to come up with some new equipment that will be worth buying and that will be worth replacing your old iPod. So I think video is the way to go. And that's all for this edition of the Catholic Insider. Remember, there is still one final podcast from Rome ahead for you, which I will put online as soon as I've got some time to edit it. That's going to be a really nice one. I've been at a concert, an open-air concert, and I made some recordings there, and they are just fantastic. I wanted to wrap this show up by just mentioning one last thing. Remember that I'd lost my wind cap for my microphone while I was doing the Batman recording in the cinema. So I lost the windshield, and it's really annoying because this microphone is so sensitive that you can hear every bit of wind, and when you say certain words like podcast, the P really pops into the microphone. So there were two people who heard that problem, and they wrote me. We found some replacement wind caps, and we can send them to you. And those people were Victor Callao from typicalpcuser.com. That's a podcast that's really worth listening to. And the famous trucker Tom Wiles from truckerphoto.blogspot.com. And they've just arrived through the mail in a big yellow envelope. And I'm very, very, very grateful for them to have sent me those wind caps. Fantastic. So, Trucker Tom and Victor, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for sending this. It's going to be a great help in the future for my soundseeing tours. And I really, really appreciate the gesture. So if you want to check out their websites and their podcasts, you can find them on www.typicalpcuser.com. And Trucker Tom, you can find him on www.truckerphoto.blogspot.com. So that's all for today. Remember that there's only, I think, 2 days left to vote for the Catholic Insider on podcastawards.com. The show has been nominated in two categories, so you can still vote these last days until the end of the month. You can mail me your feedback on catholicinsider@gmail.com, or you can join the forum discussions on the website catholicinsider.com. Thanks for listening, stay subscribed, and see you next time. Hopefully I'll have a better voice then. This was Father Roderick. Have a great day, have a great weekend, and God bless. Bye-bye.